Oh, voice activated. That's what it is. What's voice activated mean? It goes off when you stop talking?
Voice activated?
Yeah. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why it stopped, because it wasn't, no one's talking. So where's the microphone? Okay. Hello, we're talking now. Oh, I think that's what did it.
And it went on?
Just went on. Kermit Schlosselberg says it's cool. Just went on again.
That's official.
For what?
See, what happened to the promotion?
Joshon?
Yeah, all from Moshe.
Oh, we had? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Who got us work?
Rabinus is succumbing to the lordship of his brother Isaac. Kermagliak, in love of our Tasha mentions, Tupshirti. In love of Garti, the Nasasi Sabachosh, Alagea, in Hokitway, Union. I have no roots in any piece of land, and you are an alien. You are a fear, a citizen who has roots, so you have no reason to dislike and to resent you. Gvache garti b'gematria te amitzes. Kleima in love and rosh garti it ake amitzes shomarti. In other words, love and rosh persevered in being a rosh. But it's a mile if it is channeled in the right way, if it is channeled in the direction of being a tzaddik. So it's a mile. The problem is that Lavon Oroshe did not channel it in that way. But in regard to Esav, Yitzchok loved Esav more than Yaakov. Why? Even though Esav was an Esavite, a hunter who did not hunt deer, which is a higher tail for Tzerech Odom, that the Torah was matter. The Ramban says in Parshaneach, the reason is why Odom Orishin was also to eat animal flesh, only vegetable flesh, because at the beginning of creation, Odom Orishin did not need animal flesh in order to survive. But the marble roti changed not only in the universe structure as a whole, but also in the human structure. So melee became indispensable for the survival of a human being. So melee the Torah was matter. So now Malachim, the Medrash says, Tupshoti. One pshat is Malachim Mamish. Angels, and the other pshat is messengers. That is symbolic of the two approaches that the Jewish people has chosen throughout the ages. One approach was political cloud, like Esther Malk. She was no Malach Esther Malk, but just political cloud to plead, to prostrate herself on the floor and to give Sheva Vidoye to Melech Hashverosh, was no tzaddik, and a plead on behalf of her brethren. The other approach was, no, that's not nice, that's old-fashioned. The real way to prevail upon the Mishalom is to become assimilated through them. Completely, like Rosemont, who was the brain trust of President Delano Roosevelt, after the immigration of Hungarian, Galician, and Romanian Rabbonim, so and together with the Lithuanian Rabbonim, like Rabbi von Kalmanovich. So they wanted to send a delegation to President Roosevelt to speak about their problem, to ask President Roosevelt that he should bombard the Treblinka and Auschwitz extermination centers. So President Roosevelt and the crutches, so standing, I read it in the book by Ben Hecht, The Child of the Century. It's a wonderful book, a wonderful book. You can gain a lot from it, even though Ben Hecht was not an Orthodox Jew, but through his identification with the revisionist, so he acquired and absorbed Jewish pride, not individual Jewish pride, like the Rishoyim Rosman, who was the brain trust of the White House. So President Roosevelt, as he was leaning on the crutches, said, "Mr. Rosman," he said, "Mr. President, it doesn't befit you to admit them. They belong to the Dark Ages." So he didn't let them in. So because of that, President Roosevelt, who did so much for the humanity as a whole, Social Security, and all kinds of benefits, so, but for the Jewish people as Jews, he didn't do a thing. Whose fault is it primarily? Mr. Hort, Professor Rosman, the brain trust. So, Vayira Yaakov Meid, Vayitzare. So the Midrash says, Vayiro Shemo Yaharik. So he was afraid, he trepidated. And Vayitzare, he felt bitter and sad and lonely. Maybe he'll kill somebody else. But the question is, there is aloche, habol hoge, hoashkim hoge. Why does he have to feel bitter and sad and lonely and desolate? The answer is, as Golda Meir said to the President of the United States, I think it was Lyndon Johnson at the time of the Kippur War, he said, when our Jewish soldiers kill a Palestinian, they feel very bitter, but they are forced to do it. But whose achrayas, whose responsibility is it's the responsibility of the Palestinian terrorist that chose the sublimity and kindness and compassion of the Jewish people, because b'imke de libe, of every Jewish heart and every Jewish meach intellect, so there is a nekuda yehudis that yearns after purity, after gdushe, after generosity. On the other hand, inversely, in an unfavorable vein, in the depth of the heart of every goy, im chassidim seilam, so there is a nikude, a lilis, a pagan nikude, that doesn't care for the Jewish people and only cares for the rich and not for the poor. I once read a translation of a French correspondent who wrote a book about his interview with Thomas Masaryk and his father, Jean Masaryk. So he asked them, "Tell me, do you have any unfavorable prejudice in your heart against Jews?" So they said, "No, as long as we are awake, we don't feel any unfavorable prejudice. But when you retire, we are half asleep and half awake, then I feel that something is coming out. We can't help it, because it's now genes. Throughout the medieval ages, so Christianity has taught that the Jewish people has killed their Messiah, their God, and that is an untruth, because how could the Jewish people, I read it in the book, kill Jesus Christ, when the Talmud says, Aboim Shono Kedem Achobim Botu Din Nifoshes Mi Yisrael. So that shows that in the depth of the heart of every non-Jew, even Chassidim Salem, even Balfour, Lord Balfour, there is a pagan Nikudi. Now, Vayolen Shom Balalahu, Vayikach Nabob Yodei, Min Cholei Sevochiv. So the matter says, Min Achum Vuloi Miakotch. During the lonely and humiliating stay of the Jewish people during the medieval ages, during the Dark Ages, so Jews had been subjected to two kinds of trials. One trial was to receive persecution, humiliation, getting killed, Al-Kiddush Hashem, that they didn't mind it. And the other trial, which superficially should be an easy trial, but for the Jewish people it was the more difficult trial, that is to chas v'sholem, to fall prey to the possibility of being enlightened and to be granted civil rights together with all human beings. Why did the Baal Antanye oppose Napoleon's occupation of Russia? The many Hasidic Rebbeim were in favor of Napoleon's conquest of Russia, because they knew that the Jewish people will be granted all civil rights like the rest of the human beings. But Reb Chaim Volozhiner, together with the Baal HaTanya, opposed it. Why? Because they realized that if they augmented civil rights, they'll become assimilated. Vayivoseh Yaakov Livadeh, Vayovei Kishimei Adalei Zashocha, Vayakil Yochlei, Vayiga Bekafirechei, Vateika Kafirech Yaakov Yofkeimei. The Gemara Chum says in Perek Yisadam, Vayimah Shalcheini Ki Ola Ashracha, Vayimah Lo Yaakov Lo Yashalecho Kim Berachtoni. Vayimah Lo Mashmecho, what is your name? As if the Mala didn't know, but he knew where you are. Vayimah Yaakov, Vayimah Lo Yaakov Yimah Yishimcho, Kim Yisoyel, Ki Sogiso, Yimah Lechim, Imanoshim Atucha. So they are two pshotim. The Unk says im has two meanings. One is against and one is before. So the first, Elikim, is Kadesh. For thou hast driven before God, v'imanoshim Atucha, before God and spiritual issues, and Shmiri Shabbos, and Chinuch, and Ikre Hadash, for the mental tenets of the Jewish faith. And the other pshat is by the Rambam and Evuchim, that it's Chayl, the Im Elikim, it means Im Elohim, like V'nigash Balabais, El Elohim, superior beings, not angels, V'manoshim Batucha, in connection with spiritual issues, you have to be unsuccumbing, persevering, courageous and bold. Now, I have to tell you that I told 2 years ago when I was Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael, I told B'yom Netanyahu, I read in Yiddish Hadoshes that you were so bold and courageous to tell Bob Clinton that when Arik Sharon came to the United States, that was the first time that he came to the United States to speak to President Clinton, to ask him for a bigger sum of money to be able to build roads and paths, and for not only for the Jews, but even for the Palestinians, so that the Palestinians will not have to live like the primitive Palestinians in the time of Avon, but they'll be able to build homes with carpets, with radiating lights, like civilized people. So President Clinton refused to see him, but a lady Albright saw him. The president is very angry at you, Prime Minister, because President Arafat promised to stop all terror in spite of the hardship it will involve, and you are so unfair, you don't want even to reciprocate and be fair to Arafat, President Arafat, to make all concessions on old Jerusalem, on Golan Heights, on Shechem and Hebron. So he's very angry at you. So then, B'yom Netanyahu, who is the ben of the Goyen of Vilna, and Memele, he has the spot of courage, of boldness, of Azus Digdushe, sent a message to President Clinton. The statement you made against B'yom Netanyahu, against myself, was hurled not only against myself, but primarily against the Jewish people. All right. And then Gemara Chum says, Kiva Shacha means the time when it starts to shed light. That is reference to the time of the Enlightenment, of the French Revolution, when the Jews all over the world were given civil rights, so they were sure of a political, social, and economic security, but they felt that the Belishim Sofik, the Jewish people, who is able to extend the test of persecution, humiliation, will certainly be able to pass with the most perfect form the test of enlightenment. But it's not like that. Now, at the beginning of Vayishlach, Vayesei, we say, Vayesei Yaakov Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Ahrono, Vayivka Bamokim, Vayoren Shom, Kivua Shemesh, Vayikach Mavne Amokim, Vayosem Rashi Sof, Vayishka Bamokim Ahu, Vayaklim, Vinisuav Tzuarso, Vereshi Magi Hashemayimo. There is a letter that stands on sturdy and firm grounds. The Jewish people does not believe in the concept that the Jew has to be isolated from earthly things, that he has to live a lonely life and be a nausea, an ascetic. But the Jew believes, as the Rabbonim say, Yosapto Igonecho, Amre Rabbonon, Hanig Mibohen, Minak de Acheres, She Odom Zire, Bishas Zriye, Vichirish, Bishas Chrishe, וויזו באיש הרוח, באיש הרוח. So then Yaakov said, מנירו והנה, עוד בעיקת שיעקב משלושי, ואימא, אוכן יש השם במקום הזה, ונוי חליד אותי, ואירו, ואימא, מנירו המקום הזה, אין זקים ביצרקים, וזה שער שמיים. So that, ואידה יעקב נדלמר, אם יהיה הליקים עם הודי, ושמוגני בדרך הזה, אשר עוני חייליך, ונוסן ללך ללכר, ולגד לילבי, ושבת בשלום בסוף, וישם לילקים. So that shocking, Yaakov Avinu made another condition. If the Rebbeinu Shalom will help him, he'll make him successful, and he'll have enough economic security to live a comfortable, a well-to-do, comfortable life, then he'll worship the Rebbeinu Shalom. And if not, Chas V'Shalom, he will not worship the Almighty God, he'll convert himself. But Ibn Ezra says that im has two meanings in Shakiris. One meaning is if, that's a condition. The other meaning is even when, not a condition, even when you make me powerful and authoritative and influential, so then I, even in that time, I will still worship God. Yaakov Avinu knew very well that when he was escaping from the anger and the wrath of Esav Ochiv, and he had to slide on hard stones, some wonderful pillow, hard stones, and without a blanket, so then that he could pass with flying colors. But he had speakers, maybe when he's granted civil rights, so then you'll not be able to withstand the test. The Gemara says, "Umisheilom demim lechamo, Yisrael demim levono." Umisheilom is similar to the chamo that reflects his own light. All the ancient nations, the Egyptians, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Greeks, and the Romans, as long as the sunshine of success, of prosperity, of political power was shining on them, they contributed to civilization. But the moment it started to darken, then they started to deteriorate and disappear from the arena altogether. But the Jewish people is Damon Levono, Dafke, the time when it's dark. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Gimel Beis, Lomo Niko, Shmo Talmud Bavli, Shenizbalelo, B'cheishach Vovel. Is the Talmud Bavli a source of darkness? It's a source of light for all nations, not only Orthodox Jews, not only Reformed Jews, not only Reconstructionist Jews, but even for non-Jews to be a Ne'er Lagoyim. So that shows that the Jewish people can survive the challenge of humiliation, of getting killed, of humiliation, of being butchered and hanged on the cross. But they cannot, Yaakov Avinu was afraid that maybe they will not be able to survive the test of success. Okay, you want to ask a question? Ask me any question. Yeah.
Right. Is there any problem with getting a haircut by a woman?
Well, of course, many halachas.
What?
Many halachas. A woman is chayav in all mitzvahs, let's say, and all mitzvahs, shaloi hazman gomei.
No, can he get a haircut? Can the one who cuts his hair be a woman barber?
Why not? As long as he doesn't shave off your pierced horse with a razor, only if a clipper or an electric clipper. Yeah.
Regarding Lenin, if the Baal Korei makes a mistake,
so he has a razor.
the Mishnah of Berurah, the Mishnah of Berurah says you should correct him, right, you know, on anything, but
and
the Torah...
go back
right,
to the initial place.
And the Torah
if
says,
it's within the same parish, and if it's not within the same parish, he's to psuk him after the parish, he should go back to the previous parish.
But the Torah says that you shouldn't embarrass him.
Because is more important.
Right, so what should we do?
What
he wasn't a halach lamais. If someone makes a mistake
like
in Kriyas Torah,
like the
should we follow like the Torah? Follow the Torah. But if you won't be embarrassed, then you could do it.
Yes, sure.
See.
If you're learning, right, and you make a mistake, but no one catches it, and like 4 years later, someone finds that you made a mistake and tells someone, you have to go all the way back to that.
What's he asking?
Okay, assume in a case where you could tell the person to correct it and they won't be embarrassed. Let's say they made a mistake in Shani, and then by Ravi, they notice a mistake. Should they go back to Shani? Should they go back to the place of the mistake and correct it?
You will not be embarrassed, yes.
In Kaddish, is it
Yisgadal, Yisgadash? I say Yisgadal, Yisgadash. But most people, Ashkenazim, say Yisgadal, Yisgadash. Say it's Gadel v. Iskadesh, not it's Gadal v. Iskadesh. And how do you say? Also it's Gadal v. Iskadesh.
But that was the Gro was Iskadel.
That's right. The Gro was a big Baldigduk. But in Aramaic, you don't have to be Midagdik Bidil. Because you don't know the main rules of Aramaic.
Yeah, if you have orange juice where they grow the oranges only for the juice, they don't grow it for eating, and the bad oranges they use for juice.
So it's shakal.
Make a shakal, even yeah. If they just have the oranges
yeah,
only for the juice.
Yeah.
Still shakal.
Just shakal.
And if what if there's little pieces of oranges sometimes when you have the juice, there's little pieces of oranges in the juice. The pulp, they have like little...
Do they have an oil ferment?
No. Well,
minimum.
You shouldn't
make any bracha.
So, in other words, when you drink the juice, you still make a shakal. Yeah, you wouldn't make a bracha on the bits.
Like on the vitamin. What is it? Tam. I take it every night before I go to sleep because I'm not allowed to eat milchiks. So, but I have to have a substitute for calcium. So I take it. I don't make any bracha.
Do you need to have separate dentures for Pesach or dip your dentures in the ritual before Pesach?
What?
Okay. He wants to know what is the procedure if someone has dentures before Pesach, what should they do?
He should take it out as I do and leave it in boiling water for a day overnight, and then he can kasher it by boiling hot, by pouring on the hot faucet for about half an hour, and then he can use it.
Yeah. All right.
Should one wear tzitzis at night, or?
Of course, no. Does a person get an avera if they don't wear tzitzis at night?
No, I don't wear tzitzis at night. After mincha, I take off the tzitzis, always, even before the stroke.
What does the Rav hold about, what do you say, Mashva Rav Mord HaGeshem or HaGoshem?
HaGeshem, because it's one of the Gvuri Shapere, like Michal Kochayim, Bechesed, Bechayim Mitzim, Berachma Rav. HaGoshem has an Asnachte, so then you don't treat it like Haskore. And that's the reason that's why Rabbi Yehine says that in regard to saying Talmud Tol Vohalt Me Adomo, if he forgot it in the same bracha, so he can say it before Katishmeya. But in regard to Mashavuach Mirda Geshem, which is one of the Gvuas, so he cannot say it in before Katishmeya, just as he cannot substitute when you forgot to say Amelach HaKodesh in Aseres Yemei, to say it in before Kiryat Shema.
I just want to clarify, even if you daven mincha gedola, like right away, you should, like, you don't have to wear your tzitzis after?
No.
It's not even a kiyum?
No, sure. Positive. I daven mincha, at mincha ktana, at 2:30, and as soon as I come to my apartment, I take off the tzitzis.
It's not even
a kiyum mitzvah, what are you doing? A kiyum mitzvah it is, but I'm not such a tzaddik to make I have a mitzvah. You know, the Rosh Yeshiva, that's from Chofetz Chaim, not Rabbi Leibovitz. The Rabbi David, the Mashgiach, he wears 21 talis cottons. In the summertime, say, torture. I forgot his name.
Rav Scheinberg,
yeah. 21 talis cotton. I couldn't believe it. Then I checked. I couldn't count, but I saw it. He looks pregnant.
Okay. But there's nothing wrong if we tell the boys that you keep the tzitzis on during the day?
Sure.
It's okay, all right.
Nothing. The Ari didn't take off the tzitzis even before we went to sleep.
Okay.
Is there a heter during the 9 days to shave
the Chavos Shabbos? Chavos, yes.
9 days, during the 9 days?
Yes, sure.
Okay. And Shavuot Shechavo?
Of course.
The Chavos Shabbos to shave?
Yeah, it's a mitzvah. If it's there, he's to shave. But if it's there, he's not to shave like myself. I'm not allowed.
If you shower every night, then on Yom Tov, you still should
Chas v'shalom.
You shouldn't.
It's a takonis again. Even a cold shower, I'm not allowed.
What about 3 days?
Gzeira mishum. Maybe it'll take a hot shower. So leave a nisha shvu with the rabbon. Even on Yom Tov.
Chris, during the summer, on Shabbos it gets hot to the point that it
helps the country.
Oh, Chas v'shalom.
Chas v'shalom.
Get an air conditioner.
Not on Shabbos. And you're not allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos, where the mikveh is very hot, boiling. Not allowed.
The 9 days is one permitted to take a shower?
If it is not litzirach taive, but litzirach to make himself comfortable.
Right, so that's what you're dirty.
That's right, get off the sweat.
Yoni.
If you have a tape that says on it that you're not allowed to copy that tape,
what?
Is it halachically
permitted? No, I'll tell you. Only if you get reshoots from the one who composed the tape. Let's say the tapes by the one who died, Nebuch.
Shlomo Kalmbach.
What?
Shlomo Kalmbach.
Shlomo Kalmbach. So you have to get the shoes from him. Yeah.
And we have to ask the family? In other words?
The family, that's right.
You can copy the tape.
That's his yours.
And for personal use, even if it's for yourself, you can't copy it?
No. Unless you pay the right price, the price fee, let's say $20, $50, whatever.
The reason he wants to copy is because he doesn't want to pay.
Yeah.
What is the rough hold about Chodesh Bezman Hazeh?
All the Rishayim in Paschal, this Chodesh Bezman Hazeh is also not here, except the Revoah and the Azorah. So the Mechava Paschal is also there. The Goyen certainly Paschal is also there. The Goyen goes so far as to say about his grandfather, the Be'er HaGelo, who was Matya. So he says, "Buskeni Meir v'Rabbi Be'er HaGelo Zal Kavnoim v'Shochav Omer Hashmaitz." Such sharp words.
So he was sleeping, he said. He didn't really...
Azuz Dikdushe.
What about the Bach Svek Svigo?
What?
The Bach. What about the Bach?
The Bach is also Matya. Because of who's laws. Not because of his Maase. But everybody is Chelik and the Bach. I don't understand the Babisha Rebbe's, the Hasidim, the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh Mishmachilim, V'yere Shamayim, Tzorch V'Ziria, V'ze Meid Meid, and still the Babisha Rebbe. The Babisha Rebbe, they eat Chodosh, even the little Babisha Rebbe, Mendel Schneerson Zal, also eat Chodosh. I can't understand. Because he probably saw his father eating it, you know. And the Vachaim says that one who is Zoya Chodosh, the Chuslores, is guilty of Yurti. I can't understand. Yurti
Gaiva. Yeah,
Mishnah Berurah says you can't read tombstones. What's the reason?
So what's the reason? So the Mishnah Berurah says you should not read the inscriptions on the tombstones. If you go to a basic verse, you shouldn't read, you know, who he was and when he died.
I don't know. Just have to pick up all that.
And sure, like, for the Mishnah Berurah, they have, like, a lot of names that they read off, you know, after the laying.
So what's wrong with that?
No, but the average person maybe knows, like, one of the names, so you can still, like, answer our main to the Dobbins.
It's okay, I mean, what these are. To answer main, what? He's not in the middle of Minestra. He's not even in the middle of Kesator. He might be in the middle of Shnaimikor HaTagum, so there's no reason to be Mavsik.
I didn't want to talk. Okay, yeah.
Regarding Kiddush Matan
Suda, what?
Yeah. Are you allowed to make Kiddush and then go eat in a different room in the same house?
As long as it's in the same bais, under the same roof, even one is on the ground floor, and one is on the upper floor. It's outside now, because that's Es Hadash.
Even in the same property?
Even during Kassanis. But you're allowed to walk from one table to the other table. To talk to your wife or to a friend of yours.
During Shnai Mikra Lecha Targum, when are you allowed to talk when you're saying it?
Anytime. Whenever somebody asks you a question, even not in the Torah, that the news, you are mechuyev to answer because of Kavod HaBris.
And during the Pasuk of Unklus?
Oh, sure. I love Karl Wachema.
In Masechet Brachot, I think it said that you have to make a bracha when you're eating fruits, depending on if it's one of the Sheraminim or the one you like best. You have to make a bracha.
Whether the one he prefers or the one who is of the Zayim Minim of Artisar.
Yeah, but isn't one bracha enough for all of the fruit?
Yeah, because one is Ikel Moni stuff. So it can be Ikel in two ways. Either because of the chvius of the soil or because of his personal chvius.
There's
a
Brachot
Kiddush
Matzah
Suda
that says
that
you need somebody from the club. Just answer on me. Are you allowed to go in and answer?
Let's say there's a conservative synagogue, and there's no women there that day, and there's nine men.
Yeah.
And it's a conservative synagogue.
No,
are you allowed to be the tenth man?
You shouldn't. Because there'll be Masai, a Nisha of Masai. But at the wedding, you're allowed to go, especially when there's an Indian of Dakishol.
Funeral,
of course.
Is one allowed to talk after he makes the bracha of Hamapila at night?
What?
Can a person talk after he says Hamapila at night?
he's not allowed to talk. That's why the Brit girls never said a mabul, because you're not allowed to talk until you fall asleep. And let's say the prime Brit girl, how could he fall asleep within 29 minutes? Even I couldn't do it. He has to concentrate on the shul and the mocha. But the Brit girl only once said a mabul, and in Kippur night, when he felt he's on the threshold of the Ptire, so he set him up. And they say about Rabbi Meisha Feinstein the same thing, that only when he was on the threshold of death, he set him up. Rabbi Blank from the Versus Line told me that.
What should one do about saying a bracha rishona on dessert during a meal?
What do you mean?
Dessert, like a piece of cake or fruits, it makes a difference. Let's say a person has a meal and then he wants to have a piece of cake at the end of the meal with a cup of tea. Should he make a separate bracha? He didn't bench it. Should he make a separate bracha on the cake?
No. He should bench and include everything.
So he should not, bracha rishona, so he should not make a barim in amazonos on the cake?
Nothing.
Okay, what if it's like fruits? At the end of the meal, they put out a fruit.
Not.
No bracha.
Should not.
No bracha.
Only after the benching.
Yeah, try.
If you have a grandmother that has a throat, she's conservadox, and she expects you to go to a shul with your grandfather, who also is a throat.
You should go.
And you should go.
But you should have them at home.
To a conservative shul? To a conservative
shul. If it's an Indian of big shalom bais, if it allows ill will, and they become alienated, so then they'll not be able to prevail upon them that gradually they should become Bali Tshuva. You know that Rabbi Hutna Zachen Livroche was matir to Rabbi Spolta, whose father was a conservative rabbi, and he had a roof with in the conservative shul, so Rabbi Hutna was matter him to go to the conservative shul, not to get maftir, not to get an aliyah, and not to daven there, but daven before. And he told all his talmidim, Rabban Shech there, that they should also go there and be misameyachim.
What is the halacha by an aunt or a grandmother who, let's say, wants to kiss you as well?
Let's say an aunt wants to give him, you know, give someone a kiss.
An aunt, not
an aunt. No, a woman, an aunt.
Yes, it's not the achtaiv, it's all that.
Okay.
I didn't know that when you say a bracha, a regular bracha rishona, that if you have a mind for one food and then you want to eat another food, you have to make a bracha on the other food. Now by benching, when you wash, I don't have a mind to eat a bagel and then I want something else,
well, bagel,
I don't have to make a new
bagel. Bagel is a shayla, a machlekes of a shayla, because a bagel is first boiled, like anything else, like noodles, and then it's baked. So there are two shittes. So when I am given a bagel, I first make a brocha, a meitzelachem in the ores, and a piece of white bread, and then I eat the bagel too.
And if you want to have something else, why is hamotzi different from other brachos where it includes everything? But for
because
other brachos,
hamotzi has chshivas. It has nutritive value, you see. And the ayin also is chshivas. Mitzkins, mishameach, leiva, elkin, vanosh. But all the other brachos have no special chshivas.
In the Mishnah Berurah, it says that there are two minhagim in terms of giving a rav an aliyah. You can give them either shlishi or shishi. So, what does the rav hold on giving? Which aliyah do you hold is better to give a rav?
To give a talmid chacham, should you give him shlishi or shishi?
Only chassidim have the minhag of giving shishi. Okay. I don't know why. Mysterious time. According to the Gemara, Sagiril Yeser Mikulam, but that's a reference to the Gila that is done now by the Moroccan Jews, whereas the same Gila is the is also a magbia. But today, when one is girl, one is magbia, so the magbia is a bigger covet. And the girl can be given even to a little child of 5. Like Hanim Shmira, the same thing.
Nowadays, right, why do we still have the minhag of making kiddush and shul on Friday nights?
We don't. Hasidim don't, but Ashkenazim do. But we have a minhag because there are no anim who sleep in the shul, so it's not mokim sudi. And the Rambam says in the tshuva, it's a bracha levatole. And the two mentions today is v'nira be'inai shekorev shekreva abrocha liyiz bracha levatole.
There's a minhag to make a bracha
when one goes to a cemetery to a basic verse if he hasn't been there for 30 days.
Yes.
What if a person just driving?
It's a din, I think.
Yeah.
If he drives
by now?
Only if he goes there to see the unveiling, you know, and to hear aspects, but not if he accidentally drives by.
No, it's a question like this. What if he drives by there every day, but he didn't go into the Beis HaKvaros to see a kever more than 30 days?
He drives
by every day of the week to go to his job.
Now he drives.
But now, today, he wants to go visit the Beis HaKvaros to see a kever. In other words, he wants to go on a yard site
so
to a kever.
To say,
even though he drives by every day and he sees
it.
If I washed and said hamoti, and I have 2 friends sitting at my table, could I have them answer in order to make a mezumen?
Of course, I do it all the time.
Why they didn't eat?
Mitzvah Shabbos. I do it when they go to shul at 40 minutes after shkia, and I'm waiting till it's 90 minutes of shkia, so I answer mezumen.
Yeah, but his question, like, you're one person, the other
right.
Person. His question is, only he ate and the other two people didn't eat at all. Can they answer
him? They eat something.
No, his case is they didn't eat at all.
They ate a lot, but not a lot.
They can maybe miss it, but if they didn't see anything, just tea, they cannot be miss it.
Right.
If you say an alamukhya on both Mizonos and one of the Shivaminim, which one goes first?
That's what I did, yeah.
First
you say Alamichyo, and then Allah eats. Because Mizenus has a Shivas. Because you have to make a special bracha. Yeah.
If you need for someone to turn on your lights on Shabbos or Yontif,
of course not.
What? So you want to ask somebody else to, is it?
So, and you're going to pay the person? Is it better to ask? It's the shear to make a bracha al mechya. Is it a birya or has to be a
kazais?
Kazais.
Even not kiddish fi. But with that Kli-Svi, he's on Mechuyev in the Rabbon. With Kli-Svi, he's Mechuyev with the Reich.
And if it's a burial, that's in a Kazayas?
So it's a Dovah Hashav. So he's also Mechuyev.
Even on a burial, less than a Kazayas.
On a grape, or on a, how do you call it, lemon, pomegranate.
Right.
Is Judas
for
Jesus considered a
Avodah Zarah? Of course, Avodah Zarah. Mishugoyim, Mumrim, primarily Mishugoyim.
Yeah.
If one's father has a minhag, is he permitted to
live on the first? If a person's father has a minhag, is he permitted to change the minhag if he wants to change the minhag?
What kind of a minhag? To watch television every night, he's allowed. He doesn't have to matter either.
Okay.
But if he has been observing a chodosh, the chutzlores, he is not allowed. Under no circumstances.
All right, you have an example? Go ahead. Okay. If his father stands, a person's father stands for Kriyas HaTorah, but it's too hard for the to the son to stand.
So he can be Shiel Meda.
He can be Martinet. Okay.
I wasn't in Shiel Meda because it's too difficult for me to stand. For the stroke, I stood all the time. No arch.
Yeah.
Should we wash and bench on one slice of pizza?
What's pizza?
Pizza. Yeah. Pizza. Pizza. You know pizza?
Yeah. Baked or cooked?
It's baked. It's baked, but what they do is they take dough, and before they bake it, it's while it's still dough, they put on tomato sauce and
so
cheese.
You have to wash, and you have to make a mezi, and you have to move over back some more.
Even one slice?
On a kazayas, which is one slice.
It's not like bagel, because bagel is first cooked, like noodles.
It's boiled,
and then it's baked. So that's what it is.
So it's not considered like kisnin, it's not...
That's right.
You know, one slice, yeah. What if you're having the pizza, you know, the one slice which has the cheese on it, just like a snack, you're not kovei asud on it.
So he can't. He should say Lamichi on it.
But would he say Hamotzi on it?
No. Be'amim is Enes.
Okay. If he's not Kovei Asura. If he is Kovei Asura, then he should wash.
If he didn't wash.
No, no. Now, let's say a person, the pizza is, again, dough.
Yeah.
With cheese and tomato sauce on it. And they bake it. Okay? And it's a kazayas.
Same as Enes.
Same as Onos?
Yeah.
And what if he's if he's not Kovei Asura?
If he's Kovei, yes.
Is it Kovei Asura, he should, before he said he should say Hamotzi, on, if you bake.
Then it requires a Meitzi and because Hamotzi.
If he's Kovei Asura. If he's not Kovei, he's having as a snack.
Yeah, but there are 2 days Mechaba, where the Asura depends upon the collective Minek or upon his own
individual.
So Mele, if it's one of these 2 cases, he should not wash and make a mitzi, but just be mevorech, bear mezenes, and then say la mechia.
Yeah,
sorry. I'm not sure if I understood what you said before about Jews or Jesus. It's considered avodah zara.
Of course, avodah zara. Okay.
I thought we established before that there is no avodah zara.
No, that's the Gabi B'neach. So according to Rabbi Tam and the Ri, Neneach Lihuzo Lashituf, but the Gabi B'nei soil, of course, the Amuzia, the Veach Lihim Yachom, built in Laishem Levari.
Anything that a Jew does other than accepting Hashem is considered Avodah Zarah. For a guy, it may not be considered Avodah Zarah.
According to Rabbi Tam.
Yes. He wants to know about your minhag with regards to gebrachs on Pesach.
I eat it. I'm also eat it. But when Hasidim used to come in, you know, in Brisky didn't have any other Hasidim, not even Lubavitcher, only Stolen Kalina. So he stopped.
Stopped what?
Stopped eating the gebrachs.
Yeah.
Well, we rely on the shite of Tesis that now that Meraz Demis is not Motsu, so we don't have to take my machin. And even those who take my machin, you know how much you take? A few drops. So it's nothing. It's that Mavad Sakone. My machin in water.
So if one's going to do it, they should do a real netilah.
Yeah, real netilah.
If you're going to do it...
Without a bracha.
Without a bracha. No, I'm just watching.
Why is it that if someone eats like 4 kavias of spaghetti or pasta, he still doesn't have to wash a bench?
That's right.
Why not?
Because now there is no real time to answer it. Only Gabi Truma there is a real time to answer it. And coach.
Now, but what about benching? He has 4 kebetas, kedei achilas prasos,
no,
spaghetti.
No, shouldn't bench.
Shouldn't bench.
It's a broccoli, I told
you. But it's, you need kavei suda on it in the zone as well.
So they, again, they are too short. So it's suffering the rice in the cool area. Because it's suffering broccoli, I told you. So it's the chumra, so it's in the rice. Maybe it'll be even with sisa.
So the best thing would be to have bread, have a piece
that's
of rye bread
right,
beforehand.
And why is it different than any regular Mizona stuff? Let's say cake. Why is it different
than...
I think because he wants to know, why is it different than cake? If you have a lot of cake, would you bench on a lot of cake?
Be no.
Same question, because no. People aren't kavei suda on it.
That's right.
Because since objectively...
Most people are not.
Right.
Only subjectively, it's discussed.
Right. Since objectively...
And Butler Daiti is a corona.
Okay. Yeah? I'll tell you about it. Okay, sure.
If you have two people in the exact same situation, how come sometimes one person would, in a Nisayon, how come one person would fail and one person would pass?
What?
Why is it if you have two people in the same situation, a Nisayon, sometimes one person, Reuven, will be successful, and
you
Shimon will fail. Why?
Psychologist, not me. I'm not a psychologist.
What's here, no? Yeah, go ahead.
On Shabbos, if we only have a mezuzah of under 10 people, should we still make the mezuzah all kosher?
Of course. I always make the... But either I don't say Nivar or Kano, but Nivar.
No,
Allah Kosh, you hold the Kosh, Kosh El Yayin.
That's right.
Also Kosh El Yayin, even with three.
You should?
Yeah.
Yes. I do it every Shabbos.
But not during the week.
During the week also, or not?
Very rarely do we have a Mizuman root together. Yeah. One hops and breathe and that one.
But if you have opportunity.
If a person has a chance, so should they
sure,
do it? They
sure,
should do it.
Sure.
Sure.
At the Greece, at the Hasene, of course.
Yeah.
Can a person do exercise on Shabbos, like push ups and sit ups, if you won't get all sweated?
Okay. Can a person do exercise on Shabbos, like push ups?
No, like to run to be Shaknesse, so it's a mitzvah. Or to the Shia, so it's a mitzvah.
Okay, I think you answered the question. Yes, yes.
And what's the halacha by hand when you pass on Shabbos?
About animals on Shabbos, can you move a pet on Shabbos? A pet, a person has a dog or a cat.
There's a tshuva by Meir Feinstein. If somebody is blind, and he needs a pet to lead him the way, so he's allowed to bring the pet, even the besatness. But to keep it not in the wrong case, to keep it outside.
But,
tired.
Okay, in a regular case, a person has a pet at home. Can they, is your question, can they pick up the pet? Is that your question?
Shabbos.
Yeah.
For fun, no.
Not for fun, no.
It's a little bit
high.
Yeah. On a regular weekday, right? If you go to shul at 9 o'clock, right, but you come late for the minyan, you come like 9:15, and you come...
So you say Krishma early. That's no, what I say. I say Krishma and Shabbos, Kivosiki,
right.
At 7:30.
Right.
And then I get up at 8:30, and I double.
If you come like 9:15, right, and you come during Brahma's Krishma, should you just stop in that meeting, or should you wait and make a 7 in a different room?
What?
And make a side meeting.
What?
If the minion, if you walk into a minion, and the minion is up to Kriya Shema,
yeah.
So should you daven with that minion, but you won't make tefillah with tzibur?
You skip certain sukkah dezimah to be able
to daven with the tzibur.
Daven.
Okay, and if one could make a separate minyan to say everything?
Okay, why not?
You know what? Okay. What if to make the separate minyan, they're going to have to daven in a place that's not a good room, like a coat room with the coats around?
So what's wrong? Okay. If kavanah is in shemayim.
Okay, kavanah is in shemayim. Okay.
The way we do on some restaurant, you know, you have about 10 million in the hall, in the kitchen, all of them, and the table. You have a coffee here.
Yeah.
Should someone speak out publicly against Jews for Jesus and put them in a sakana?
Okay. Should someone speak against Jews for Jesus publicly if it puts him in sakana?
Has to show him because nefesh is there everything. Why is it Muhammad and Shabbos?
What kind of deodorant does parents roll on Shabbos?
Is it like a roll or the spray? Is that
yes.
Your question?
Yes, okay. Like the one that
towels
on, is even that one.
Oh, it's a Shabbos, okay. They have deodorant to make the person smell better. Okay, so when
if
that person sweats.
Is to repel the bed odor, it's smoother. But if it is to produce a good odor, so it's in itself meritrech.
Okay. Now, there's another problem, too. Some of the deodorants, you have to smear it on. Is it mamachik?
No, it's not mamachik.
Not mamachik.
Mamachik is only when it's interested in the smooth surface. But here, he does it, you know, at random.
You could use a bar of soap also. If you're using...
So what about a bar of soap? Washing hands with a bar of soap?
Of course it's allowed. The detergent.
No, regular soap.
A regular soap, no.
Okay, bar of soap, no.
Because he transforms a solid into liquid. So it's a sandrabara.
Okay, what about a person putting on perfume to smell nice? That'd be molad recha.
Maybe
you're producing a nice smell, you couldn't.
But to dispel it.
To get rid of the bad smell, you could. No, no, you're putting it on your body. To prevent a bad smell. So a person could spray something on and from a can to prevent the sweat from smelling bad.
Oh, sure.
On Shabbos.
Yeah.
So there's no meaning of, like, changing from one substance to another?
Well, not by spray. By a spray, you don't have that.
No, no, I'm saying with the roll-on.
The roll-on? Check. Okay. You want to dive? Okay.
Let me see
that. Yeah, we'll stop there.